just one marimakom related to that very fascinating tosis that we mentioned yesterday. Those who were here, those who weren't, probably heard about it, I'm guessing. Must have been on the WhatsApp, everyone to think about. The tosis in Bava Kamma, you're talking about Konen Mashkin, Rav Osei, right? And the Kenyan Mashkin of Yitzchak and the famous sheet of Tosfos, that the Kenyan Mashkin, that's a total Kenyan at the Havash, Mashkin Shiloba Shasalva, and from that we understand the Alam Shibude, the Super Shibud of Shasalva. And so it sounds like, okay, it's only Gabe certain things, Gabe, that not Gabe Onsin, but it's Kenyan Gamor, Achi Yifta, Lashna Tosfos and Kedushin. And here you have a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Nimtesa Mebeis, about a ger who had a mashkin of a Yisrael, a regular Yisrael. The ger dies, and then someone goes ahead and is ochen this mashkin that was by the yeshus of the ger, which again belonged to a love. And the Gemara says that you take it out of the possession of the one who is ochen, simgi min hahefker. If the ger dies, then everything that he had is hefker. So you would think that whoever was ochen min hahefker can keep it. And yet the Gemara says that motzinos miyado, we give it back to the love. And the Gemara explains, why is that true? Because kevan demisle ger pakale shibude. Since the ger died, so the shibud is paka, and therefore the mashkin automatically goes back, reverts back to the love. And therefore the zochem in the hefker is not zochem in the mashkin that the ger had from the love. Says Tosfos, this Gemara is even talking about a case of a mashkin shilobish hasalva, and even according to Shitas Rabbi Yitzchak, the Baruch of Konen Mashkin. Both say, keep this, treasure this Tosfos, because after everything was said and done, Konen Mashkin, Shiloba Shasalva, and everything Tosfos has said about it, this Gemara, says Tosfos, is even on such a Mashkin, even within Rabbi Yitzchak, nevertheless, you take it out of the possession of the one who Zocheh, the Al Karchach Engel El Shibut Alav, Kima Sheyachol Lefdoso HaYisrael L'Salka B'danim. Since the Lobe Yisrael could have always paid the Chov, and then the Malva would no longer hold on to the mashkin. Therefore, akoch engel elushibur alav. How can Tosfos say in one breath, kone mashkin, Rabbi Yitzchak, and then say engel elushibur? Mamash adavar peler. And that we obviously saw in Tosfos that even with everything that we talk about, the kinyan mashkin is a very, the kinyan is a unique type of kinyan. It's a kinyan mashkin. It's a kinyan gamur, achi yifdeh, but it's a kinyan that is within the context, within the framework of what a mashkin means, and mashkin is keneged hachov, and all of this is because there's a chov, and the chov's existence is what sustains, that's the engine that can therefore accommodate that kinyan mashkin. If the chov will disappear, then memela, the kinyan mashkin, falls away as well. If the lover pays the chov, then he doesn't have to make a new kinyan to reacquire the mashkin that was meanwhile biyad ha-malva. No, it was always the lovers, and that's what we can call him a shomer. He's called a mashkin. How do you call him a shomer? Shomer sacher. No, it belongs, the etzem, the mashkin belongs to the lover, and yet there's a kinyan of the malva in kineged hachov. Just a marimokum on this is a mach, I'm sure there may be others, but just because, you know, it came to me. Machne Ephraim is a very classic Sefer Ephraim Navon on all kinds of inyanim, a range of inyanim. A lot of them have to do with Choshen Mishpat, Schirus, Malva Velova, Gvias Chov, Mechira. So he has in Hilchos, Schir Mehefker, Simen Tes, this Tosfos, and he quotes, it's also the Rashba there in Baba Kamim Tes, it says the same thing. And he asks, L'chora Kashe, the Hamashma, the Kohecha, the Balchov, Konen Mashkin, ain't no Shibud Bilvad. How could Tosfos and the Rashba say, well, it's only a Shibud because the Lover could be Poed that he could pay the Chov? But we always assume that it's not just a Shibud, it's a Kinyan. Kedemuch Perakosha, married Balchov, Konen Mashkin, I feel you throw me Goy, Hariza, over Allah, according to one man, the Omar, Mishim Didideihu. Umuchach, Miasugisham, the time of the over, Lamishim Shibud, Bilchud, Elmishim the Konile Kinyan Gamur. So we're talking about kinyan, not shibud. What's going on here? He says, "Mashma the iavi sfirle dafil goy misrael kani le." Would I hold? Were I to hold that a goy has a kinyan mashkin, then lo ha'yover, then the Jew would not violate by yiroy. The chametz would be mutter, right? If you tell me that it's not a kinyan, then how is it viewed as if it was not the Yisrael's chametz? He says, the answer is this: the Lashon of, he points to a Lashon of Rashi. And again, it's not what we're saying, but he quotes the Lashon of Rashi. Look at the Lashon Rashi on Lamed Aleph and Beis on the second line. The Lashon the Gemara Mor introduces Kol Nemashkin. For the first time, Rashi says the following words. The words of Rashi. Kol Nemashkin, Kol Yemei Halva, Hamashkin Konu Lo. Rashi goes on to Imnenas, that's the Shita Rashi, the Gabi Onsin. But how Rashi introduces Kol Nemashkin, the very backdrop to it is, there's Machnefan, that's what it's all about. It's a kinyan, and that's why, should the Hava disappear, should the Sheba disappear, should the Malva, who's a ger, die, and therefore there's no Hava left that he can claim, and there's no one in his place to claim it, kinyan mashkin is out of the picture too. And therefore it goes back to the Lova. Because really, the kinyan is only koi me'alva, it's not what we're saying. It's a kinyan which has to do with the fact that there's a chov. Two questions. Yes.
How does this fit with the Reuva? You said that according to Abaye, the cases where you ended up paying, it's still...
So this is interesting. Correct. It's correct. That's what Tosef Shita, unlike Rashi and the Ramban, Tosef Shita is, that's how he works at Abaye in the Braisa, that even though subsequently the Lova is poda the mashkin, but Lamaisa, kol yemei halva, during that duration of time, there was a kinyan mashkin. Here, Rashi would disagree. That's interesting. Machlokes, we have to revisit. But yeah, in a chanami. But what, was there a chov then during that duration? Yes. So that's when the kinyan mashkin existed. But again, it's only because of the existence of the chov of the halva that period of time. That's why the kinyan mashkin existed during that period of time.
Do we say it's as if the kinyan never happened afterwards?
No, that's the same point I'm making here. In other words, it's the kinyan, according to Tosis, again, remember, Rashi was mashma not that way, and that's where Rashi emphasizes the Lumafeo Gova point, that apparently, and we have to go back to Rashi, but apparently for Rashi, the kinyan mashkin is a way of saying that Rava is on the same page as Abaye. Normally, Rava says Mekarel Habo Gova, but when you have the kinyan mashkin, then it becomes a Lumafeo Gova. It has to also have to do with the fact that he's acquiring... He ends up collecting it afterwards. Tosfos says differently. Even if the chov was paid and he redeemed the mashkin, but lemaisa, earlier, there was a halva, and the kinyan mashkin existed when it did. Okay, now let's go to the Rash. The Rash is going to open up this inyan even more. But let's be magdim, before we read the Rash inside, let's be magdim the Riaz and the Piski Rid, which are really the same. It's grandfather and grandson. The Rid, had a grandson. The Riaz, that's the... the Tosfos Rid's grandson, the Riaz. So that's why you have a lot of times things that are mentioned by both. The question that we have... Oh, actually, before that, we have another Tosfos, a little Tosfos, correct? Let's do that, and then we'll go to the Riaz and the Rush, okay? So, the Imam HaGaticha Over. Let's get our bearings in the end of the sugya that we're going to focus on now for a little bit. The Maskanas HaGemara, seemingly, within the Mishnah. Now, this, again, has to do with Parsha. After everything's said and done, what is Pshat in our Mishnah? We began a couple weeks back, right, with a Mishnah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Two cases in the Mishnah, right? Case of a Nachri Hamalveh, and Yisrael, the Lova, supplies the Chametz as a Mashkin. That is first case of the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Achar Pesach Mutar B'Hana, it's considered Chametz of the Malveh Nachri. So therefore, it's Mutar B'Hana. The other case of the Mishnah, the Sefer, Yisrael is a Malveh, the Goy is the Lova supplying the Chametz as a Mashkin. Chametz. So then, Achar Pesach Asabana, we view the Chametz as being Bishus Hamalva Yisrael. How do we understand the Mishnah? So, what do we know for now? We know Abaye would be an easy approach to the Mishnah. Abaye says, Shita Sabaye, Umafeu Gova. If the Chametz was Mishubit for the Chov, he made it a Mashkin. So, the Mela, when it gets collected, and in other words, what happened in the end? The Lova defaulted. The Malva ends up claiming the payment through the Chametz, which was the Mashkin. We view it as having been his from the beginning. According to Abaye, the Chara, we don't need to add anything more in terms of details. We don't need to add any kind of Ukimta, right? of Hirhino, Me'achshav, all that is not necessary. Rabbaye, straightforward. Clear, right? What's the problem according to Rabbah? That's where the Gemara poses a question on the Mishnah. So the Gemara tries initially to work out the Mishnah with the perspective of Hirhino, which Rashi takes to mean Konim Mashkin, but the Gemara ends up falling away from that because then the Gemara goes to a Braisa, and from that Braisa what emerges is that the Kinyan Mashkin for sure does not exist if the Malve is a Nachri. Nachri B'Yisrael for sure does not have Kinyan Mashkin. Yisrael B'Nachri is a Machlokas. So with that, the Gemara returns back to the Mishnah and says, so you can't tell me what you said before. Says the Gemara that the answer is Lo Kasha. Hadu Amrei Me'achshav, Hadu Amrei Me'achshav. Okay? Which means to say, the Mishnah versus the Braisa. The Mishnah is all for Rava, right? All for Rava. The Mishnah is discussing a case where the Lova said at the time of the Hava, should I default, when I default, you should understand that this, that I'm giving you, this Mashkin, this Chametz, is yours from now. So tonight. And the case of the Braisa doesn't have Me'achshav. So the Braisa has to fall back on the question of Kinyan Mashkin. That's where we have Machokes Yisrael ben Achri and Nachri Yisrael for sure, no Kinyan Mashkin. Clear to everybody? Now, we're going to have to soon examine, just a few minutes after reading the Tosis, but just we'll have to examine this. So this Ukimta Me'achshav for the Mishnah. What else does it sound like from Rashi, from the Rishonim, that the Gemara is also assuming is the case of the Mishnah? Here he knows that. And that is what we have to figure out. There can be many drachim to explain why you need both Hirhino as well as Me'achshav L'chora. Why isn't one sufficient? Right? Why Hirhino is not sufficient, we can easily understand. Because Kinyan Mashkin doesn't operate Nachri B'Yisrael, it's not going to explain the first part of the Mishnah. So Me'achshav is a Machlokas. So you need Me'achshav. But the question is the other way around. If you have Me'achshav, what do you need Hirhino? Let it be in the Rishus HaLo'ovah, all Pesach. But he said Me'achshav, so it turns out if he defaulted, the Tanai Me'achshav means that it was really belonging to the Malveh, therefore it's considered Chametz of the Malveh. But before we go to that, let's finish in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, okay, but how do we know that there's such a distinction? Let's support it. Why the Gemara needs a support is also not so clear, but the Gemara brings a Braisa that is a raya to this distinction. So the Gemara, the Braisa says, a Nachri, who was a Lover, and he gave a Pasporni, Eitzel Yisrael, it's a big Chasheva looking bread, certain type of bread that was baked in a certain type of oven, which is Chasheva and used as a Mashkin, Eino Over. So then he gave it to the Yisrael, Eino Over. It's not considered the Chametz of the Jews. But, Amal Higaticha Over. If the Nachri would say, Higaticha, it's by you, then over. Maishna Reishna Maishna Sefer. What's the difference? Elash Mamina, Hechadam Le'Me'achshav, Shaini Hechadam Le'Achshav, Hechadam Le'Me'achshav. So how does the Braisa read according to what the Gemara is trying to show you? That if the Nachri would say, Higaticha, it's a way of saying that if I default, it's yours from now. But if he didn't say, Higaticha, it's not Me'achshav, so then then there's no Kenyan Mashkin. This is assuming, right? And therefore, what's the halacha? If it's not, he doesn't say Higaticha. What? Eino Over. Why? Because whose is it? No. It's a Nachri. We assume Yisrael has no Kenyan in the Mashkin of a Nachri. Says Tosfos. V'ma'amar Higaticha Over. So all this is very nice according to Rav. But remember, what did Abaye hold? Abaye held that as long as there's going to be a collection from the Chametz, so we say, Mafeo Gover. The Chametz is supplied as a Mashkin. So now, if the Nachri is supplying the Mashkin and there's a Mafeo Gover, that should be true no matter what. So how do we make sense of this Braisa according to Abaye? That's Tosis Kash. Said Tosis, Abaye is a new way of reading the Braisa. Gaticha doesn't mean what we just said for Rav, it's about Ne'achsha. Abaye Reisha Mayrik Shepedo. So the Reisha that we say, Eina Over, why Eina Over? I am a fair go there, so Yisrael should violate. The answer is, the case is, that what happened in the end? The non-Jew paid. He was poted in Mashkin. So there was no Mafeo go there, because only if he collects later that it's considered Mafeo. That's the Reisha. The Seifa, Ki Amah Higaticha, what does that mean, Higaticha? means it's for you. It's yours. I'm not paying. Hainish inarot zeluk dosa. So then what's the reason why he got ticha? We say over. Why so over? Because of what halacha? Fail go. So that's it. So Abaye has no problem. It's a different pshat. Now he got ticha meyachsha. No need for meyachsha. Abaye, it's straight from a fail go. He got ticha means he wasn't pulled with mashkin, and therefore the default makes him a fail go when he gets collected, and the other way is that he was pulled with mashkin. That's this. Okay, now let's address the question that we just alluded to before. So lemaskanas hagemara lefi rava. The pshat in the Mishnah is based on me'achshav. That's why it's considered chametz of the malveh, both in the case of Yisrael and malveh, that's the sefer of the Mishnah, that's asabana, or in the case of nachri malveh, that it's considered the non-Jewish chametz of tmuta bahana. But what seems to be also clear from the Gemara is that the Gemara is not falling away from what it said before. The Gemara initially said the Mishnah is herhino. The Gemara comes back and says, but that's not going to help you after all. We just said, Nehi nami deherhino, the Gemara asks. Nehi ha'ami nechim yisrael lo kani. Lo kasha, not elo lo kasha. Lo kasha means, no, on that I'll fix that issue for you. Hada amal me'achshav lo me'achshav. But we're talking herhino, and we're throwing in another point of me'achshav. But herhino is still the baseline. And that's clear from Rashi as well, right? Rashi says, lo kasha, read the words of Rashi, masnisin da amale kisher hino etzlo, imwaten lachad yom plon yeheshecha meyachsha. So it's a hirhino plus a meyachsha. So now we have to figure out, we'll come back to Rashi. Rashi is its own unique shita. Rashi in the Mishnah is very strange. We'll get to that after. But within the other Rishon, why both? So we'll start with the Riaz quoted in the Shulti Gibor, which is often quotes the Riaz, that's the grandson of the Tosas Rid. This is, again, if you have the old Surah Sadaf, I think I gave it to you in Daf Tes. It's the Oz Vahadar I have. It's Amad Chot Hei. So it's the Dibur Maschil that he has, Venira Ve'enai. This is from, I believe, from the Russian Riaz. This is Russian Riaz quoted by Shulti Gibor, right? Venira Ve'enai says the Riaz, Shem Amalo, everyone see where you must have a sword, right? By Seder, no? Yes, and it's on the side of the Rif. Yeah, that's where you find the Shulti Gibor. It's always Malakit, often from the Riaz. So it's Russian. It's a Russian Riaz, and it says it's a few different things. But then the last one is what I want. V'nira be'enai. Again, I can only tell you if it's Oz Vahadar, it's Amud Chafei. If it's the other one, it's Tassam of Days and Dapi Rif. Okay, let's see if you guys can locate it. V'nir be'enai says the Riaz as follows: Shem Amar lo me'achshav v'ikneyu l'nachri b'kinyan o agav karka. So we're talking about Amal v'nachri, and the Yisrael is the loveh, and he didn't say me'achshav. But what did he do? He said me'achshav. But what didn't he do? He didn't deposit it physically in the rishus of the Yisrael. In the rishus of the Nachri. The Yisrael, the Lover, he just said, I want you to be Kona. He found a Kenyan that works, such as whatever Kenyan works, Nachri is being Konet, or Agav Karka, Meshicha, let's say, or Agav Karka, but then it stays by the Lover, by the Yisrael. He doesn't actually transfer it to the Nachri till after Yontif, till after Pesach. It was situated by the Yisrael or Yontif. The Eino Elkmo Pikodin Biad Yisrael. Whose chametz is it? It's the Nachri's chametz because of the Tanaya Me'achshav, and he was Machni. He made a Tanaya. He made a Kinyan. So the Nachri makes a Kinyan. That's al Tanai, that the Yisrael defaults, that will be belonging to the Nachri from now. So where is the Chametz? It could be physically by the Yisrael of the Pesach. But if that Tanai was Niskayim later on, so the Nachri owned the Chametz from the beginning. It's by the Yisrael, it's a Pikad, Kmo Pikad, Biyad Yisrael. Umot Bachi, Lacha Pesach, Kippur B'Kuntus Arayis, But one more thing you have to add, and this is what Tosis also alluded to, but who, Tosis, the whole sugi is that way, if Israel would have accepted Achrayis to have to be responsible, should it go to get lost, or something will happen, then there's a liability of Yisrael based on the special halacha that we'll soon examine of Achrayis Yisrael, that there is by Rabbi Matzeh, even if it's Nachri's Chametz, but Yisrael's Mekabal Achrayis is a violation. If there's no Kabbalah Achrayis, it could be physically by the Yisrael, as long as it was a kinyan that allowed it to be the Chametz of the Goy Me'achshav. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah?
Why would we not push just that? It could be a case where he doesn't end up putting it.
So you're asking a very good question. You're saying, well, Maisa, no, one never knows what's going to happen. So is this, you're playing with fire here, right?
Yeah.
That's the truth. It would not be advisable for such an arrangement to be made because it could very well end up being these false chametz, right, if he ends up paying the chov. He better not pay the chov, so to speak, right? So obviously that's true. You're saying it's correct. But what we're saying is, in a chanani, but let's imagine this was the arrangement, and at the end of the day, the Yisrael did not pay the chov. So who is the chametz mutar? That's our question. But you're right, this is also brought in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not supposed to do this kind of thing. There's a lot of things here to think about. I mean, but meanwhile, that's what's clear. What do you see according to the Riyaz? That Lemaisa, the point of Hirhino knows, if anything, why is the Gemara therefore say, why is it Mashma the Gemara that there's Hirhino as well as Me'achshav? Because the Maisa Kenya needs to be done. So one way the Maisa Kenya is he takes the Chametz and he says, okay, do a Meshicha. And this way, with this Kenyan, if it's nice fulfilled, it'll be yours now. So now that the Nach is done, the Meshicha, so he takes it to his own house. And that's what emerges clearly in the Tosis Rid and the Piskei Rid. This is, again, the Zeta of the Riyaz. If you look in the Piskei Rid on page 24, at the very end of that paragraph, we omit on a few other things in that paragraph, but at the very end, we mentioned it for the purposes of explaining that the idea of Kinyan Mashkin with Hirhino could sometimes have, if the initial Nesina was for the sake of the giving him a kinyan, then it could have the same halacha as a mashkin of Shelo b'shas alba. So that was earlier in the piece. Further on, toward the end, the asikna, toward the end, the last couple of lines of that, the left column, the asikna, davke Yisrael b'Yisrael konem mashkin, right? Avo goy m'Yisrael lo, that's the b'raisa. Umas nishnik tani mutter, that means if the goy is the malva, it's mutter, damo me'achsha, right? That's given to the Gemara for Rava. Perush, the last couple of lines, the omar le hachi, the came and the Omar. Sorry, someone just came on now, thinking we had Shia now. Okay, we apologize to him. The came and the Omar le me'achshav. The igias man v'lo paro. Vada igloi milso mafreya demishai de kanye. V'dafka kishirhino etzlo ukinao beveso oz kinao miyad kisham lo me'achshav. When it's hirhino, so then he was acquiring a beveso, whether that means kinyan chatzer or meshicha, memela goes into his house, whatever the kinyan he has in mind, but it's because of the hirhino that you have the possibility of a kinyan. Then you need a meshicha. So according to the Riyaz, why do you need hirhino on top of me'achshav? Because you need a maisa kinyan that the Malva Yehnachri would have made in order that when the Tanai is fulfilled, it really is his from that now. So you need a Reno in order that there could be a Maisa Kenyan.
I was just pointing to the Sfas
Emes
that we saw way back in the first day.
The Sfas Emes that we saw back in day one had to do with the whole Mafeo Gove, and he was asking a very interesting question as far as how does Abayis Mafeo Gove operate in terms of what is the Maisa Kenyan that allows the Malva to be viewed as having owned this chametz from the beginning. And that was a very valid question. So one of the things that he plays with is the idea that maybe the very Mesiras HaKesef of the Halva that the Malva extends to the Lova is serving, if it turns out that the Lova defaults, as the Maisa Kinyan that gives him the karka that's Meshubit for the Chol, which is very strange but interesting possibility. Kiv Eger and Shuvah Chav Gimel as a whole Arichas and the Sugya, the Tochadvarim, he also takes that, makes that assumption. I think also the Tzlach as well. And these are ideas that the Rishonim, that the Achronim struggle with, because it's not so pashut, that Kesef is Kona, especially if it's Metaltelin, because we're talking about a Shiba Metaltelin in the Mishnah of Chametz, so not clear that Kesef can even work on Metaltelin. Like Karka, yes, but Metaltelin, what are you going to say about that? What we wanted to say, and this is a chidush, but one could think in these terms, that the very din of Shibud, because whatever it is, the institution of Shibud, the device and the Rabbanan has within it, the fact that there's a schush to have something is enough that memela, it's yours without a maisekinyan. That we want to see such a chidush. That's the definition of Shibud. Okay, that's all good in terms of the din of Mafeil Govet. Now we're discussing in a different context. The idea of Me'achshav, L'chor needs a maisekinyan. So that's why he's saying, you need her hino for the maisekinyan. The Rush, L'chorra, says a very different answer to this question. Now let's look at the Rush in explaining why you need both her hino if you have Me'achshav. The Rush in Perek Sheni here, in Simen Yud, the first couple of lines, Masnisim, quoting the Mishnah, Nachli, Shehova es Yisrael al Chemsa. Achara Pesach, Mutter Bahana. That's part one of the Mishnah, that's the Reisha. So it's Mutter because it's the Nachli's Chametz. Next, Yisrael Shehova es Nachli al Chemsa. The Capes is a Sefer, Yisrael is a Malve, Nachli is a Love, Achara Pesach, Asabana. Says the Rush, now he relates to the Reisha of the Mishnah. So the first part of the Mishnah that we say it's mutter b'ana after Pesach. Ukimna aliba de Rava, right? We establish the Mishnah with the Rava. Kishirino etzlo, one. Ube de amale knilach miachshav in mu'efelach adzman ploni. And that Love HaYisrael said that you'll be acquiring this from now if I don't pay you by that point. V'igi azman v'lo paro, and the time came he didn't pay. So you need what? You need herhino and knilach me'achshav. Says the Rush. Let's say it would just be herhino, just deposited by the nachri amalve. Lo kani le nachri. There's no kinyan because as we know, kinyan mashkin is not going to work. Nachri be Israel. Everyone agrees to that. But the other way around. The chein nami, says the Rush. If it would just be a me'achshav without giving the chametz physically to the nachri amalve, afal of the amale me'achshav, says the Rush, lo gara mechemso shel nachri b'shus Yisrael the achrayis al Yisrael. Period. Chen kasvam is weiter. That goes on weiter. It's a new thing. So what does the Rush say? He says something. We have to explain it. If you have me'achshav, but you didn't have a rehino, says the Rush, there'd be a problem. It wouldn't be mutar b'ana as a chemtzel shel nachri, because it would be no worse, he says, no worse, interesting language, from chemtzel shel nachri b'shus Yisrael, the achrayis ha'yisrael. The question? So what does that mean? So what is he referring to? This is the halacha that we have in Daf Hein Davav. We alluded to it, but let's just remind ourselves of it. This is what the Gemara says, the long brayse of Hermit Beis, that starts by saying that there's a rule called lo yira lecha, means apatohorah shel acherim. If it's not yours, if it's someone else's chametz that's sitting by you, you're not violating isa b'yira, it's not lecha. So for example, you might think that you can't accept pikdonos min anachri, tamal omar lo yira lecha, it's not yours. But then the Gemara says that there is a problem, that you would have an iser even on shel nachri. So the Gemara ends up resolving it by saying, if you look at the second wide line on Hermit Beis, because it also says, Yachl yatn the yikal pikdon of his anachim tamalam lo yimatse. So there's a drasha that says that you cannot be mekal pikdon of anachim. So which is it? The ha'amid resha, second wide line, we said earlier, so on the one hand, you have a drasha in one direction that you can have pikdonos min anachrim, and it's not a problem because it's not lecha, it's not your chametz, it's nachri's chametz that's just sitting by you. And then we have the opposite drasha of Moyim Matzei that's telling me that you cannot accept pikdonos min anachrim. Says the Gemara, lo kasha. Had the kabel alei achrayis, this is the third wide line of Hermit Beis, had the lo kabel alei achrayis. One case is when the Yisrael is mekabel achrayis on that which was put in his possession by the mafkid, and he's a shomer of the object of the chametz for a nachri, but he's metabel achrayis, a certain level achrayis. What exactly is level achrayis is a big machlokas, whether it's shomachinams, pshia, shomesachag, nevaveda, onsin, oshal, big question, big machlokas. But balas achrayis puts you in violation, ki'ilu it was yours. The Gemara brings a ma'isa of Rava. Rava said to Bnei Mechuza, Rava was the Mechuza, he told them, Be'iru chamira de Bnei Chelum v'taychu. So there's this chametz that the soldiers would place for safekeeping in the homes of the Jews, and these soldiers were non-Jews, and he says, get rid of it, because kevan de'ilumigne de'ilumitvit, here it talks about Gnei V'aveda, if something will happen to this, it'd be on your head, you'd have to pay. It's considered like yours. And the Gemara goes on as a lamdish sugya. Kabbalah sachrayis is enough to put a Jew in violation by Rabbi Matze, even if he doesn't own it. Now we saw this reference already in Tosis. This is what we saw earlier in the Amud in Tosis. Tosis says, you see that the standards of Shelcha by Chametz are different than what would be typical. That's what Tosis used, the idea of Kenyan Mashkin, if you remember, to be able to allow us to take it and extend it to even the case of Mashkin of Shas Halva, which doesn't have the full measure of blown Kenyan of Abitzchak, but it's what Tosis calls a Shibat Alim, we call it a Kenyan Leguvaina, and that's enough to view it as the Yisraels, because we see already that even Kabbalah Sachrayis is enough to make it viewed as the Yisraels. Right? Tosis played with it. So what's the Rush saying over here? Pashtus. The Kabbalah Sano doesn't like this, and he wants to say the Rush means like the Riyaz, but Pashtus, the Rush means something Kipshuta. So it won't go. What is the Rush telling us? That the reason why you need Hirhino, because if it was not Hirhino, if the Jew said to the non-Jew, the Malva, the Jew, the Lova, said to the Malva, Hanachri, if I default, it's yours, Me'achshav. But it stays where it is. It's by the Jews. Says the Rush, there'll be a problem in this Chametz. It'll be usher after Pesach because of Kabbalah Sachrayis. That's what the Rush means. Why does the Rush assume this Kabbalah Sachrayis? So it could be, because Mistama, that's what it is. If you say, it's if I do fault, it's yours from now, and you leave it in your house, then the tacit assumption is that something happens, that you're responsible. That's what the Rush means. Chorus what the Rush is saying. There's a diuk in the Lashon Rush. The Rush is logara. Logara sounds like it's better. Chor is hainuhach. What we're saying is correct in a reading of the Rush. And this is clearly how the Magen Avraham took the Rush. I'll tell you honestly, even though the Kabbalah Sana went another way, but the Bach Lechor went this way, and the Magen Avraham says this, the very beginning of Tafna Malav, it's two Sif in Tafna Malav and Aruch Chaim, Din Mishehil Balachametz. So Sif Alav is Akam Shilva Yisrael Achemtso, and Sif Bey is Yisrael Shilva and Akam Achemtso. And then details that flow from that. The first Magen Avraham in Tafna Malav, Lashon HaMachaber, Akam Shilva Yisrael Achemtso, Umishkino Biyado. Mishkino biyado means what? What's the word that we want to say? What's the language? Hirhino. The Amalei me'achshav heishalach imo efelach v'zman ploni v'igia zman v'lo paro mutter because it's the Nachri's Chametz. Says the Magen Avraham, the first Magen Avraham, Mishkino biyado. Avo imlo mishkino biyada akum rak sha'akum hilvelo alav v'achametz adayin munach b'shus Yisrael. Right, he didn't transfer it over. Afagav de amre me'achshav lo gara mechemtso shel akum b'shus Yisrael ve'achrayis al Yisrael de aser brackets harash. Continues the Magen Avraham u'b'shote giborim kasav different. In the kno la'akum b'kinyan alagav karka afal b'shelo masro la'akum ad acha pesach shari v'hu shelo yei b'achrayis Yisrael ad kan l'shona. Sounds like the Magen Avraham sees this as a machlokas. Exactly, what's the machlokas? The Rush didn't say that it's a because of a technical reason that I have to make a Maisa Kinyan. The Rosh says, because it's considered B'Achrayis Yisrael, Logara, Shuti Givorin says, it's because he needs the Maisa Kinyan. So it's two different ways to answer this kasha. What do you need? Hirhino. But I have two major questions on the Rosh that we have to address. Major questions. Everyone should be jumping out of their seats with the questions. Let's start with question number one. When we started reading the Mishnah a few minutes ago, I asked you, this entire vart of Hirhino Me'achshav, it's all according to who? Who has to learn the Mishnah this way? Rav. According to Abaye, what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? Rafael Gomer. I understand. So the ratio of the Mishnah says it's considered chametz of the Nachri, because the Nachri collects it at the end. Mafeo Gover. What happened to the possibility that it should be also because it's Achrayis Yisrael? What's different? The same way the Rashi is making a point that you need Hirhino for Rava, and you can't rely on the Achshav, so you should need Hirhino for Tabai. Right? What's the difference? Achronim struggle with this question. Why would Abai be any different? The Rosh is saying you need Hirhino because otherwise you have the problem of Kabbalah Sachrayis. So why would Abai not have the requirement of the Hirhino? And it doesn't sound that way. Hirhino is only a teretz for Rav, and then the Gemara is adding to that Me'achsha. Abai is Mafeo. Why is it that doesn't need Hirhino? So there's a lot of ways that one can go here. Kibbeger has a lot to say about this. Let's try to maybe not go there, because there's a lot of complicated kishbonos. But maybe the following svara, that, again, I can't remember who suggested, but let's think about this within Kabbalah Sachrayis. Maybe there's a difference between the Kabbalah Sachrayis in a case of Me'achshav and the nature of the Kabbalah Sachrayis if it's Mafehu Gova. How so? See, if we're thinking like Abaye. So, in what sense would we say that if something happens, he has to pay again, so to speak? The chametz was by the Yisrael Halova, and now it was a mashkin, right? Or it's meshubit. He said it's meshubit for the chov, and something happened to it. So when he has to pay now, is it achrayis for the chametz, or he's paying the chov? Because the chov was never collected. Which is it? The chov was never collected. Now, what's the difference between that and me'achshav? Me'achshav is the pshat. This is yours. If I default, it's yours. He defaulted. So the maisa, the malva was kona, this chametz, from this moment. Whatever the Maisa Kinyan, whatever. There was a Maisa Kinyan left to say. But the Malva was calling it the chametz. But, says the Rosh, but if it wasn't the Hirhino, so what does the Lova have to do? He has to replace that which he agreed would be the Malva's from right now. It's a different Kabbalah Sachrayis. They understand the difference. Here, the Kabbalah Sachrayis is a direct replenishing of that which he's makna to the malva right now. He says, if I default, this is yours. He defaults. It was his. But since I didn't give it to you, I left it by me, so it's implicit in that is that I'm a Kabbalah Achrayis to replace it for you. So it's like you have a pikadon of yours by me. It's straightforward. You have a pikadon, and I'm telling you, if something goes wrong with this pikadon, it's yours. Why is it yours? Because I defaulted. So it was yours. So I was mekabel achrayis on the item that belonged to the Nachri, so I have to replace it. So that's exactly what puts me in violation. That's a straightforward slam dunk kabbalah achrayis. Abaye, it's different. Abaye, it's not kabbalah achrayis for that which was owned. It was only a shibud, which had he collected from it, then it would have been his. Since it got ruined, so it comes out, it was never collected. So what am I doing? Am I replacing the item that's yours, or am I paying the chav? So that's not called Kabbalah Sachrayis. It's a different mechanism. Okay. Lamaisa, one could still nitpick here, because the fact is that this money is still somehow protecting my assets. So from a certain perspective, it's like, you could call Gorim or Mammon. When we went to Sugya, those remember the Sugya, a couple guys here, we went to Sugya of Daf Hei Gavav with us. So you have to know the mechanism called Kabos Achrayis. The Gemara links it to something called Gorim Lamamon. And Gorim Lamamon has different permutations. So from the perspective of Gorim Lamamon, one could still make the case that the fact that this item, so long as it's here, serves as protecting my assets, not to have to pay my own money for the Chov, because you'll have this, and now that it got ruined, I'll have to pay my own money. That also could fit within the paradigm called Gorim Lamamon. And if that's true, then maybe that could also fall under Kabbalah Sachrayis, and therefore my chiluk doesn't necessarily hold. But now that ignorance is bliss, we don't know all that, right? So therefore, we're not going to have to necessarily assume that it has to be predicated on Gorim Lamamon, or Gorim Lamamon has this application to it. So we'll just simply notice a very interesting difference, that when it comes to Me'achshav, the Kabbalah Sachrayis is, I'm replacing that which is yours. That is therefore a basis that the chametz is considered to be mine. It's because of Kabbalah Sachrayis. But for Abayi is a different issue. That which I have to pay you is not because I'm replacing that which is yours. It's because I owe the chov and it wasn't paid because the shivut wasn't collected. So that would be an etzah to answer one kasha. But now I have another question on the Rush. And that is, all of this is with regard to the first case of the Mishnah. The Rush addresses the first case of the Mishnah, is the Nachri Amalve, Yisro Halove. After Pesach, the Chametz is Mutter. Why? Because it's Me'achshav and Hirhino. Without Hirhino, it would be Kabbalah Sachrayis, and therefore Yisro is still violated, it would be us after Pesach. Therefore, you need Hirhino. Therefore, there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis. It's not Bishus HaYisro with Kabbalah Sachrayis, and that's why the Mishnah makes sense. What about the Sefer of the Mishnah? Sefer is Yisrael Amalve, Nachri Zalove, Acha Pesach, Aser Bahana. Why? It's considered the Chametz of the Jew. Presumably, the same Mukim to the Gemara about Me'achshav with Hirhino is true for the Sefer too. So what we say about the Sefer? When Yisrael is the Malve, in order to say the Chametz is Aser Bahana, it has to be that the guy said that if I don't pay you the chov, then it's yours me'achshav. But what else seems to be required? That the guy deposited the chametz in the possession of Yisrael. What do you need? In this case, hirhino. Let's say the non-Jew had it by him, but he said me'achshav. He's throwing me the kinyan, whatever. It wouldn't be us. Why not? Oh, so you tell me, because... What are you going to say? It wasn't in the rishus of the Jew, but it was owned by the Jew, the Me'achshav. So what should be different? The Jew owns chametz, and it's the Yad Nachri. So you'll say, well, same point. The guy is mekabel achrayis. The guy is mekabel achrayis. Then the Jew's off the hook, or just the fact that it's by the guy. So this is going to take us to a rush in the first parak that I told you to look at. Take a look back in the first parak, in the middle of Simen Dalet. Second, toward the end of Simen Dalet, Yesh Min HaGaonim, like in the middle. I told you to look at those words. You guys got a chance to look at it. I know it's short to say it today. Yesh Min HaGaonim Sha'om. There's a sheet of Gaonim that the Rush is going to disagree with. Now, if we were to stop before the Rush says his piece, then we have a suggestion. Yesh Min HaGaonim Sha'om. Interesting machlokas here. Says the Rush, there are sheetas who say, Yisrael Shehiv Kitchem So Eitzo Nachri. Okay, hear the case? Yisrael has chametz, and he gives it to a non-Jew to have in his possession. Or, Eitzel Yisrael Chavera, or the Jew gives it as a bekatan to another Jew. Continues the Rush. V'kibel hanifkad olav achrayis. the Nifkad, be it the non-Jew or the Jew, is Mekabel Achrayis on this item of Chametz. Says the Rosh, HaNifkad Chay B'Biyuro V'Lo HaMafkid. If anyone is Chayib to destroy it, in the case it would be a Jew, that means he's Chayib to destroy it. The Mafkid is off the hook, say the Gaonim. In the case of a Nachri, obviously, it means nobody's violating anything. Apishu Shalo Kimish Ener B'Shusa. So they have a Shita that if Yisrael's Chametz is Biyad Acher, be it a Nachri Yisrael, and that Acher was Mekabel Achrayis, right? Sounds like that's significant, then the Yisrael HaMafkid is not violating by Rabbi Matzah. They have a mechilta that they think is a riot to this. They be riot in a mechilta, the Tani Hasim B'Batechem, Womenemar, Fishnemar, Chok V'lecha, Shemenenei Kibshuto, B'Batechem, Mabitzcha B'Shutzcha, V'Avrucha B'Shutzcha, Yatsa, Chemso, Shul Nachri, B'Shutz Yisrael, Shul Beiso, Be'en Lechai B'Varo. Yatzachem so she Yisrael b'shus nachri shu shalo ve'ena b'shus. So that's the case that we're referring to. Now, he brings her Benu Yonah, but then after that, skip a few lines. The nearly, the davar pashutu. So 1 second, if we pause right now, then we have a suggestion. Because the same way the Rosh said in the first part of Mishnah, that if you just had Me'achshav, and you didn't have Hirhino, so in the Kabbalah Sachrayis would be the person who's holding the Chametz, so that would mean that the Jew would violate because of the Kabbalah Sachrayis, so therefore you needed Hirhino. So now why do we need Hirhino in the Sefer of the Mishnah, where the Chametz was deposited by the non-Jew, by the Jew? Well, it'd be, let it stay by the guy. The answer is because if the guy was Mekabbalah Sachrayis, because it's by him, so then the Jew would violate. That's what you said before, right? But that's going to come to the Gaonim. What did the Rosh say? Nearly the Pasha, the Apish, and Nifkat Kibbul of Achrayis, and the Kamakir Hamamish, and the Bailam, who came to Shilo, and Nifkat Beisa, which means Mamono, Karin Be Beisa. The Rosh argues, to look carefully at the language, and maybe that will give us a Pesach to start thinking of maybe a distinction between this case and the case by us. But the Rosh, Lamaisa says, in that case, where a person left the Chametz Biyad Yisrael, Acher, Biyad Nachri, even though the Shomer was Mekabel Achrayis, the Mafkid is still violating by Rabbi Matzah. It doesn't help that the other person's Mekabel Achrayis because he's a Shomer for me. So then, why does the Sefer of the Mishnah need that the Nachri deposited the Chametz, Hirhino, the Yad Yisrael? Even if it wasn't deposited by Yisrael, and even if you tell me that the guy is implicitly Mekabel Achrayis, the Rosh L'Shitaso, this is a Spasem, this is Kashi, the Rosh L'Shitaso would hold that still Yisrael would violate. You won't hear the question. I hate to end on a question, but that's the question. But to make it just more pointed, the Rosh himself, the next part of the Rosh deals with the Shitas HaRambam, that the question of when the time was, when the Deman HaPiron was, before Pesach, after Pesach, that's a whole other inyan. But as he continues talking, the Rosh actually relates to our case and doesn't seem to be bothered by it. You'll go a few lines ahead, you'll see the Rosh says further the following words. You have to find it. If in my, in Oz Bahadur, it's the third line on the left column, otherwise you'll have to look for it. V'Yisrael Shehuva Esanachu Yalchemso Acha Pesach Aser Ba'ana Mayri Nami Kishevhino Etzlo V'Amel Lomei Achshav. The Ilavachi Lokani La Yisrael De Kaimri Katana Kamad Rav Meir De Yisrael Nachi Lokani Mashkin Hilkach Afiler Hino Ilo Amel Lomei Achshav Shari. But the Rosh didn't say, and what do you need Hino? The Rosh says, when Hirhino and Me'achshav. But the Rosh clearly says that Hirhino is part of the case of the Sefer of the Mishnah. And our question is, the Rosh explained in the first part of the Mishnah why you need Hirhino on top of Me'achshav when Nachru is a Malveh. But how does that play out in the Sefer of the Mishnah? This, I'll leave you on a cliffhanger, that question. And then again, a little bit more on this, and then maybe the other part of the Rosh with the Rambam. Okay. Maisa, if you want to take a look, you see the Magen Avraham seems to think in a Chanami, in the Sefer doesn't either, he know. That's in Magen Avraham, in Tuf Mem Aleph, Sifkad and Hay, seems to think that in a Chanami, you wouldn't either, he know, in the second case, because of Achezmet. Okay.
The Rosh relies on the fact that